With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Just months after settling a lawsuit over a sexual assault case, U.S. immigration officials today in Billings detained and planned to deport a man who entered the U.S. illegally. The father of eight moved to Montana over 20 years ago, and until today, had no problem with customs. Bree Ripley reports.
Just months after Audemio Orozco Ramirez settled a lawsuit over claims that he was sexually assaulted in a Montana jail, he was arrested Wednesday in Billings during his monthly check-in with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Orozco Ramirez met monthly with ICE officials for 4 years without incident. His oldest son, whose name we're withholding because of his concern about his own immigration status, told YPR that this month's meeting with ICE officials came as a surprise.
Every first Tuesday of the month, he'd come down, and my brother, he called and asked if he was supposed to show up Tuesday, and they said no, come in Wednesday. And we thought it was just going to be another normal routine check-in. I guess not. They were waiting for him to arrest him.
The Associated Press reports that in December, southwestern Montana's Jefferson County agreed to pay Orozco Ramirez $125,000 to end his lawsuit claiming that he was raped in the county jail in 2013. The jail is a federally contracted facility, and Orozco Ramirez was being held by immigration officials who determined he was not in the country legally after moving to Montana from Mexico over 20 years ago. Orozco Ramirez was arrested after a routine traffic stop in Shelby, and he couldn't prove that he entered the country legally. Trisha Decker met the Orozco Ramirez family at a church vigil in Billings 3 Christmases ago, after reading about Audemio's sexual assault. She has since been an advocate for the family, showing up regularly to spend time with them every month, as some of the kids waited for their dad to finish his routine check-in with ICE officials. She had plans to take the kids back to school shopping today, until their father was detained.
I mean, it's just horrific when you think about the implications for these 9 family members, whether they stay here, whether they continue in school.
The Associated Press typically does not name rape victims, but Orozco Ramirez has talked publicly about his case. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.